Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 9th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Human single nucleus RNA sequencing identifies CD47 as a therapeutic target for doxorubicin-induced cardiomyopathy. This study used single nucleus ribonucleic acid sequencing on left ventricular myocardial tissue to compare patients with doxorubicin cardiomyopathy to those with non-ischemic cardiomyopathy and non-failing hearts, finding significant transcriptional changes associated with doxorubicin cardiomyopathy. The analysis identified CD47 as a potential therapeutic target, suggesting that modulating CD47 expression could improve outcomes for patients experiencing chemotherapy-induced cardiotoxicity. These results offer a targeted approach to mitigating the adverse cardiac effects of doxorubicin. Article number 2. JUN-CTO-PHILIN2 regulates store-operated calcium entry to drive cardiac fibroblast activation, fibrotic repair, and angiogenesis after myocardial infarction. This research demonstrated that JUN-CTO-PHILIN2, a protein known for regulating calcium signaling in cardiomyocytes, also plays a critical role in cardiac fibroblast activation after myocardial infarction. Specifically, JUN-CTO-PHILIN2 regulates store-operated calcium entry in cardiac fibroblasts, driving fibrotic repair and angiogenesis. The study indicates that modulating JUN-CTO-PHILIN2 expression or activity in cardiac fibroblasts could be a novel therapeutic strategy to improve myocardial healing and prevent adverse remodeling post-infarction. Article number 3. Unique role of intracellular perinuclear beta ( 1, ) / adrenergic receptors in defining signaling compartmentation and pathological cardiac remodeling. This investigation revealed that intracellular perinuclear beta-1 adrenergic receptors have a distinct function in regulating cardiac signaling and pathological remodeling, separate from beta-adrenergic receptors located on the plasma membrane. The study showed that these intracellular receptors contribute to adverse cardiac remodeling in disease. These findings suggest that targeting intracellular beta-1 adrenergic receptor signaling may offer a more specific approach to preventing or treating pathological cardiac remodeling compared to traditional beta blocker therapies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.